Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Like I said in the last episode, when I explained the power of promotion is very important in our lives, not because it satisfies our ego or because by it we impress people that, oh, we have arrived. Promotion is important in life because that's God's mechanism, that's God's strategy to ensuring that people who can get something done get to the right positions to express what they can actually do. It's God's strategy for getting people to higher position of function and relevance. It's God's strategy for committing to people authority and power to be able to execute what he wants done on earth. It's important we know how to get to the promotion we seek. If we don't understand how it is done, although we understand the need for promotion and the power of promotion, we end up not getting to that place. That's why on this episode of Produce Step Up, I like to take time to explain to us how to attain true promotion. First and the most important points I think we should learn is the fact that promotion does not come from man, it comes from God. This understanding helps us ensure that we focus on God, not people. We focus on the right source, which is God, to get the promotion we need in life, to ensure that we get promoted when we think it's about time we get promotion. It's important we focus on the right source, do what the source requires from us for us to get the promotion we crave for. But then, let me get something to you. The question on your mind may be, how do you know that promotion comes from God and is not from man, when we have seen people who just call their cousin from the village and say, ah, AGK, you are still in the village? Yes, sir. Come to the city, I'll give you a job. He gives them a job after 1 year or so, he promotes them rapidly and all that. Now, so how do you now start explaining to me that it's God that is actually the promoter and not human being? I will tell you my reason. If you know, hear that my name is Joseph Dimoke, okay, that tells you one thing. I'm a Christian and I believe in Bible, not partially, but absolutely. The Bible which I believe says something. Psalm 75 verse 5, God said that he's judge, he brings down one person to lift up another. What that tells me clearly is this. Promotion does not come from your boss at work. Promotion does not come from the man who calls anybody from the village. Promotion does not come from powerful people. Promotion does not come from any human being at all. The truth of life is that promotion comes from God alone. It's not just that it comes from God. He is judge. He brings down one person to elevate another. Now, God observes people, their motive and their actions, and then reward them according to the fruit of their dealings. The question on your mind may be, how does God do this work of judging people? If you read somewhere around them, Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 10, you find that God said, I am God who knows the secret things of your heart. I know your motive and your action to give you the fruit of your dealings. That is who God is. He observes our actions and even the motive behind those actions. And when he judgment that we deserve, he's able to come up with the right thing we should get, and that is how he passes judgment. The truth of life is that promotions are not just chance occurrence in life. They're actually manifestation of God's judgment upon our actions on earth. They are manifestation of what he thinks should become our lot. They are manifestation of what he thinks should happen to us. Therefore, let's not ever get to that point where we begin to think that promotion is an arbitrary thing. It's what God desires in heaven and makes come to reality on earth. If you understand this, we're able to take our focus and our gaze from people. You're able to take away your faith in your boss. You're able to take away your faith in the person who is your superior, who maybe you have been lying because of him. You have been accepting ungodly demands. You have been killing your conscience because you want to please him so you get promotion. Again, I like to let you know this thing. Promotion is not just because you are going to get more money. The true essence of promotion is as a platform to manifest your excellence, extend your greatness, extend your expertise, and ensure that more people get to enjoy what people currently enjoy in small measure from you. It's not about money, although money comes with it. It's not about prestige of office, though all of that come with it. The whole essence of promotion is that you get given a platform to manifest the nature of God in you. Again, I want to tell you, promotion does not come from your boss, but from God. And what God does is this. He looks at your action and say, ah, based on this guy has done, I'm going to give him this. In fact, another point that illustrates the fact that promotion comes from God is this. Look at the parable that Jesus talked about in the New Testament of a traveler who gave his servant stuffs to go and trade with. You see, when he came back, one person didn't do anything with his own. Two other guys traded with what they were given to. The result of their trading is that they multiplied the seed they have, the seed that they were given to. And God said, ah, these are my guys, you guys are faithful. Therefore, since you have been faithful in this, take over more cities. What that tells me is this. The true path of promotion is not in sycophancy. That is to say, you pretend to be, you start saying things you shouldn't say, do things you shouldn't do in your workplace. You start lying, trying to buy people's conscience. You start giving salad and Christmas wine to your boss so that you get promotion. You start doing things that are not okay. And perhaps the promotion you want is that you are not working in a place but you own your business. Promotion in moving from doing small contracts to doing big contracts is not supporting a bad person to become a governor or to take a political position because you believe that once he becomes that person, he now gives you a contract, then you have a promotion earnest. Not from that way, but being faithful in what God has committed in your hands today. Understand something, those guys who are taking over, they are doing very little things. They were giving little resources to work with, little resources to trade with. And for that little place they were, they proved themselves faithful. And God looked at them and said, ah, you don't belong here. Therefore, let's take you to where you truly belong. And that's how they were promoted. That's how they were elevated. They were not elevated because of many of the things you do today. Therefore, please, for every single promotion you crave for, I desire as a human being, I want to get. Our first work and assignment is to do this. Identify what we have been given to do today. Identify what God wants us to do at this point. Settle down and do it very well. Do it so well that anybody who observes it will notice that there is nothing to improve on it. They will understand that this guy has done it the best way possible. They will understand that there is no other thing you can do on this than to distort it. You get your work done very well. God comes down to watch you. He say, ah, this is my guy who is a cleaner. He cleaning so well that even in this Harmattan season, people don't need to clean their offices again when they come to work. He say, no, this guy is so much a cleaner. With this his kind of excellence and perfection, he shouldn't just be cleaning in this office. Maybe he has to do another work. He gives you a work bigger than what you currently have. He rewards you also with it. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. God watches you. So you don't have to do it so that people will notice you. You just have to do it because you are doing it unto God. One of the most important lessons I learned very early in life is this. Whatever good work you have to do, don't do it so that anybody will observe you. Those who observe you can die tomorrow, so they will never reward you. Those who observe you can unnecessarily develop hatred towards you, so they cannot reward you. When God observes you, He knows how to reward you and with elevation. He promotes you when it is the right time. Therefore, whatever thing you have to do, settle down and ask yourself, well, how do I do this work such that I am described faithful? You see, there are many ways people define faithful, especially as it's used in the Bible. But one key thing I distill from the faithfulness that was talked about with those guys is that they were described faithful because they went with what they were given, traded with it, and they traded with it profitably. Therefore, if your God has given you opportunity to own a small business, whatever business or questions you have to do it so well, God will understand that you are actually multiplying this thing He has given to you. And please, something just occurred to my mind now. Let's assume He has given you no business but to learn. Please learn so well, He will understand you have proven faithful in learning. Therefore, He will commit into your hands a platform to begin to work. He may start with a small one or give you a big one. Whichever platform He gives you, do the work on that platform. Comes back to you and say, Femi, my guy, you have done so well in this your job of being a conductor, in this your job of being a home teacher, in this your job of being a classroom teacher. I think more people will need your services. Therefore, take this money. He will make arrangements that you make amass wealth to start up a school such that the excellence you demonstrate in a classroom, you can extend it to about 1,000 or 2,000 who are students in your school. The point I've made today is this. Whatever promotion we crave for, either in a workplace, in life generally, what we do is this. Find out what God wants you to do at that point in time. Do it and do it very well. Continue to do it so well that when He comes to examine you, He'll say, you have proven faithful in this. Therefore, what you really deserve is a higher platform. and therefore he will begin to make arrangements for your promotion. Listen, don't ask me how God will promote you. Maybe that's the question I will answer in the next episode. Once God finally qualifies for promotion, he begins to initiate the process of your promotion. Please, so that you don't mortgage the promotion God wants to do in your life. Next time on this episode, I will tell us how God elevates and humiliates people. I'll take our time to explain that to us so that we understand how God indeed, when he finds you faithful and his judgment is that you'll be promoted, I want to explain to you in fundamental principles that underlie the promotion that God gives to people. The point I've made today is this. The true path of promotion is not psychophancy. It's not trying to connect with people who are powerful. It's not lying about anything. It's not eye service. But being found faithful in whatever thing that is committed in your hands at this point. Once you can do that and do that very well, guess what happens? God passes a judgment. This guy needs to be promoted. Therefore, his angels and every other person who should be responsible goes out to ensure that your promotion becomes a reality. That is a matter of fact of life. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.